Welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
This is Nick Scherfield with HoustonTexans.com here with Armando Salguero, columnist who covers the Dolphins for the Miami Herald. Armando, thanks for joining us. We talked to Ricky Williams on a conference call today here in Houston, and obviously he's having a great season. He said, you know, he doesn't feel like he's 32 years old with the way he's been running this year. What do you think about what he's been able to accomplish this season?
Well, it is amazing, the fact that, you know, it's been 5 or 6 years since he last had 1,000 yards. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he's come out of nowhere, basically, and out of necessity to get the 1,000 yards this year. You know, Ricky has been a very good complementary back to Ronnie Brown the last couple of years, and he's been very comfortable doing that. Like I said, injuries to Ronnie Brown necessitated that Ricky step up, and he has done exactly that. He's had a couple of fumbling issues the last two games, but I don't think that, you know, detracts from the overall picture of the fact that he's been a big plus for this team.
You talked about his fumbling the last couple of weeks. Are there any concerns about Ricky maybe wearing down as the season comes to a close?
Well, if there are, it comes with, you know, the ball handling, the ball control. You got to hold on to the football, mm-hmm. and that is the one issue that Tony Sparano, the head coach of the team, you know, sort of drilled into everybody's thinking down here. Last year, this team broke an NFL record, tied it actually with the New York Giants, with only 13 turnovers all season. Mm-hmm. And now this year, they're, you know, they're 26th in the league turnover margin, and that's, you know, that's one of the reasons that they're 7-7. Mm-hmm. So if you're looking at Ricky Williams as a guy that, you know, is possibly wearing down, when you have 4 fumbles in the last 2 games and he's lost 2 of those, that's one possible sign of that happening.
Without Ronnie Brown, since he went down with that season-ending injury, how much less a part of the offense has the Wildcat become?
Very much less. Mm-hmm. I mean, obviously, Ronnie Brown was the trigger man for the Wildcat, mm-hmm. and the way the Dolphins define the Wildcat is a guy taking a direct snap and then having an end come around and possibly taking a handoff on a sweep type of thing. And obviously, Ronnie Brown was the guy that would take the direct snap, and Ricky Williams was always the guy that would come around. Mm-hmm. They don't have that anymore. Basically, what they're doing now is they're direct snapping the ball when they do it, on the rare occasions that they do it. They direct snap the ball to Ricky Williams. They don't have anyone coming around, and so he's basically just running downhill.
Could you talk about the development of Chad Henne a little bit? He's obviously had some really good games this season and had some good numbers last week, but, you know, did have that late turnover against Tennessee as well.
Yeah, you know, obviously he's a first-year starter, and he's going to have some moments of struggle. He's going to have some moments of brilliance. He's going to have some moments of mediocrity, and I would say that he's had all 3 this year, and that's pretty much to be expected of a first-year starter. I would tell you that, you know, he's got a very good arm. I would tell you that not once has it dawned on me or anybody that's been watching this team that the moment, the stage is too big for Chad Henne. He seems to have control of those issues. His issues are, you know, learning, experience, the touch pass, not locking onto receivers as he's done, and the turnovers. Those are the things that he needs to work on and needs to improve. And at the end of the day, you're going to judge a quarterback by whether he wins or loses for you. He's 7-4 in his first year as a starter, so, you know, that's not too shabby.
One of the things that jumps out looking at this game is, you know, the amount of sacks that the Dolphins have had this year. I believe it's 40, which is second in the league, and they've come from a lot of different guys. And the Texans have a banged-up offensive line, and maybe without their left tackle this week, it's kind of up in the air. Could you describe what makes the Miami pass rush so successful?
Well, you said it. It doesn't come from one place. You cannot game plan for one guy, and if you stop him, you're good for the day. The Dolphins come at you from all angles. Lately, they've been, you know, even blitzing some from the secondary. So that is what they are able to do to generate the pass rush. Jason Taylor has been very good. You know, Cam Wake is a guy that they've got from the CFL, who was the CFL's MVP. And he's been excellent in, you know, in pass rush situations. And obviously Joey Porter, who, you know, was not playing very well earlier in the season, but of late has gotten better.
The last thing I want to ask you is about Andre Johnson, the Texans number 80, who from Miami, and obviously he's excited about going down there to his hometown to play. But, you know, he's been lights out, I mean, against a lot of teams, but especially against the Dolphins when they've played. And is there anything that, you know, the Dolphins, you know, they struggle with his kind of receiver in the past. Is there anything that they've been doing this year that, that makes you think they might have more success against Andre this time?
No. No. Andre Johnson is not just a top five receiver in the NFL. He's a top five player, regardless of position. Hmm. And guys like that, unless you match them up against a top five player, you know, even then, he's going to win some. And so he's a guy that is just elite. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he tilts the field. And I'm not just saying that because he went to Miami High just like I did. I'm saying it, or the University of Miami just like I did. I'm saying it because it's true.
Mm. All right, Armando, thanks a lot for your time. We appreciate it.
My pleasure.